The U.S. threatens Mexico. Let's get into it. The U.S. has threatened Mexico both militarily and economically. First, let's address the economic threats. The U.S. threatened Mexico with both arbitration and retaliatory tariffs after Mexico refused to open up its power and oil markets to U.S. corporations like Chevron and Marathon Petroleum, along with American solar and wind power companies. Mexico nationalized its oil reserves 85 years ago. The Biden administration alleges that Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, also known as AMLO, A-M-L-O, is favoring state oil companies Petróleos Mexicanos, Pemex, and National Power Utility Comisión Federal de Electricidad, CFE, and discriminating against U.S. companies. So what happens now is that the U.S. will make a final offer, a quote-unquote final offer to Mexico to open its markets. And if nothing comes of the final offer, that's when the arbitration happens. Now, here's what I have to say about the economic threats that the U.S. has imposed on Mexico. The U.S. is a hegemonic monster. Its capitalist and pro-corporatist ways have sucked the wealth from the docile and weak American people. Americans love to roll over when it comes to their corporations. Americans worship their corporations. Now these same U.S. corporations want to do the same to Mexican citizens. It wants to suck the wealth and power from the Mexican country. This is how they do it. First, these corporations gain access to these countries, and then they buy their politicians and make these developing countries controlled and corrupt, just like America. Look at how controlled and corrupt America is by its corporations, which own the American politicians. Now, I mentioned that the U.S. has threatened Mexico both militarily and economically. That was the economic threat. The military threat, the second way that the U.S. has threatened Mexico is through military invasion. What do I mean by military invasion? So there have been calls by American politicians, mainly from the fanatical and extremist right wing, which we call the Republican Party, to invade Mexico militarily to supposedly, they claim they want to supposedly fight drug trafficking. These calls have been made by Congress people. These are active Congress people, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Dan Crenshaw, as well as former Secretary of State under the Trump administration, Mike Pompeo. And so AMLO, this is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the president of Mexico, has addressed these calls for a military invasion of Mexico. He spoke to many people. This was at a rally. And he said, we remind those hypocritical and irresponsible politicians that Mexico is an independent and free country, not a colony or a protectorate of the United States, and that they can threaten us with committing some kind of abuse, but we will never, ever allow them to violate our sovereignty and trample on the dignity of our homeland. Cooperation, yes. Submission, no. Interventionism, no. And so with this, I kind of want to know, I'm interested. One thing I'd like to know is if the prospect of invading Mexico is real. I'd like to know if those same freaking Mexican Americans and Latino Americans who were so willing to fight for the U.S. military in Afghanistan and Iraq, I want to know if they also be willing to invade Mexico, a country with people who look like them and are them. I wonder if they'd still have the same patriotism, quote-unquote patriotism. And I wonder if that patriotism will still be there when they're forced to point their guns at Mexicans and Latinos, people who look like them and are them. So that's a little tangent I wanted to go off on. Because I never liked the Mexicans and Latinos who signed up for the U.S. terrorist military in Afghanistan and Iraq, as if they too weren't brown people, as if they too didn't come from developing nations. That said, I obviously stand with Mexico and the Mexican president, AMLO. The mere act of these extremist and fanatical right-wing Republican Party goblins threatening an invasion of any country is an act of war. It's a provocation and an act of war. The U.S. is an imperialist demon that thinks it can invade any country that doesn't act in accordance with whatever the hell it wants them to do. And this is currently the case with Mexico. It bullies countries left and right and gets them to do whatever... It bullies countries left and right to get them to do whatever the hell it wants them to do. So the United States is absolutely a bully. But that's what I have to say about this story about the U.S. threatening Mexico. The latest one is economic threats. What do you guys think? Subscribe to this channel. Leave a like, that helps with the algorithm so more people are able to see this truth. And leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this story there. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.